Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I'm your host, Adrian Colbo, and I'm sitting down today with a good friend, Gabby Evans, with Jumpy Monkey Coffee.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have a newly minted last name.
Yes. I haven't heard it yet on anything, so I think that was the first.
What better than to say it over the air?
Right. Make it official.
Yeah, make it official. Let's record this, put it on the internet, and right. It's official. Well, yeah, obviously, Gabby, formerly Weber, but Gabby Evans now, just married how long ago? A couple weeks ago? 3 weeks?
About two and a half weeks ago, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then a really nice honeymoon over in Ireland?
Yes, we traveled to Ireland for a week. Started in Dublin. We went over to the West Coast, to Galway, like in Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl song. Went there. and we went to, saw like the Cliffs of Moher, which is kind of a natural wonder of the world, really pretty. Hopped back over to Dublin, lived off of Guinness and fish and chips for about 5 days, and then went over to the East Coast to another small harbor town and hopped around there too.
How was the weather?
It was a little on the chilly side, about, I think, 45 to maybe 55 degrees every day. Mm-hmm. If we look back into our pictures, we wore the basically exact same outfit every day of hiking boots, jeans, and a jacket. So yeah. Definitely overpacked.
Practical. I get it. So, any Irish coffees?
Oh yes. Wonderful.
Just over there. It's just coffee.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. You could have them at all hours of the day, 9 a.m. 12 p.m.
Well, and plus you're on your honeymoon, so it's kind of all bets are off,
indulge,
right? You
can
kind of do whatever you
want.
Well, wanted to have you on the program today. Have yet to talk to you about Jumpy, and so I'm really excited to kind of get into this. Your title with Jumpy Monkey is Sales and Marketing Manager.
Correct.
Detail out a little bit of what that entails.
Yeah, so I bring in new sales for Jumpy Monkey Coffee. I work with our current customers, bring in new customers. I do store deliveries every week. So I stock all the grocery store shelves, just building relationships with other businesses, schools, organizations, anybody who likes coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I also do the marketing side of things. So I keep up to date with our website, our social media pages, awesome things like this when we have the opportunity to come out to Cave It. We love it. And just kind of networking with other people in the community.
Right. Well, so Jumpy, for those that don't know, I just say Jumpy just to not have to say the name all the way through every time. From here forth, Jumpy. Started in 2003?
Yes. Yep.
Over on Fifth, downtown.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know exactly when Jumpy Monkey itself came into Sioux City, but it was owned by a family called the Linens, and they had, it was actually a coffee shop over off Fifth Street where the old Fuji Bay was. And then they had it for a number of years, roasting and serving coffee by the cup. And then in 2003, that's when the current owner, Jim Bride, bought just the roasting aspect of Jumpy Monkey Coffee. So not the coffee shop itself, just the roaster, and moved it into Opportunities Unlimited, which was his grandchildren at the time were going through the vocational rehab program at OU, and so he wanted a way that both his two grandkids but also just other people that were going through Opportunities Unlimited would be able to have an opportunity for employment and gain some work skills through that.
Technical skills and work skills.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So for those that don't know, give the kind of the background of how it currently runs now. So packaged coffee, wholesale coffee, and coffee for fundraisers, et cetera. And that all is done using labor and individuals that might not be able to find work elsewhere.
Right. Yeah. So we are currently located in Sergeant Bluff, which is where we do all of our roasting, packaging, sales, all the fun stuff. And we currently partner with New Perspectives, Inc., which is a vocational rehab center off of Gordon Drive. We've been with them for, I think, about 5 or 6 years. Their mission really aligns with ours. And so we hire individuals directly from NPI that come down to our location in Sergeant Bluff and help us with the whole coffee making process. They help us package the bags, seal them, label them, deliver them around town, just kind of wherever it needs to go. So we have everything that we do is in our big building in Sergeant Bluff. So we roast there. We source our beans through Cafe Imports, which is a green bean buyer out of the Minneapolis area. And we get beans from all over the world, which is really awesome because I can drink coffee from 9 different countries on any given day, which is super cool to say. So we do all of our roasting there, and then we bag up the coffee into 12-ounce bags, which is what we'd put on the grocery store shelves in the local stores. We package them into 5-pound bags, and we can ship them or deliver them to coffee shops. We also have distributors, one in Minnesota, Kansas, and Oklahoma, and our distributors are actually nonprofits as well, and they employ individuals with disabilities through their nonprofits. So we'll send them our big bulk bags of coffee, and then their individuals there will repackage them into smaller bags, and then they have their own customer basis there, so they'll also deliver to their local grocery stores, coffee shops, businesses, have fundraisers and stuff like that as well.
Sure. So there's kind of a nice distribution network, kind of a family tree of sorts of people. Yes. That are doing the same model, hiring people that might not be able to find work elsewhere. And then, so that kind of continues on, that positivity does.
Correct. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we get to, we've hired, not directly through us, but through also our nonprofits, have employed well over 100 individuals with disabilities who might not have been able to find employment elsewhere.
Yeah. And so they're working in tandem, usually with other people, right?
Correct.
So they're performing tasks and learning these tasks, and then maybe hopefully eventually performing those tasks on their own?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So it's really awesome because we have the ability to kind of work directly more one-on-one with the individuals that we hire. Just because my title is sales and marketing manager doesn't mean that I'm not out on the floor sometimes working directly with somebody else, packaging bags and helping them label or seal, or just kind of, it's nice to have somebody there to just make conversation and kind of keep each other going.
Sure.
So,
yeah. In those small business operations, everyone wears different hats, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Your title doesn't necessarily mean you're only sitting at a desk or out in the field.
Nobody is ever above doing the dishes either.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's my motto too. Take the garbage out, whatever I got to do. So it sounds like the core business obviously is roasting coffee. And then there's a seasonal business associated with, for Jumpy Monkey, associated with fundraising. So talk a bit about that. And then how does that work?
We, I guess that's kind of what a lot of people know Jumpy Monkey for. We've done fundraising for many years now. We partner with any organization that's really looking to raise funds, school bands, choirs, sporting teams, PTAs, after school programs, church youth groups, any organization, you name it. And so we have the ability to private label coffee. So we kind of have a unique coffee blend for each group that fundraises with us, so they can send us over their logo or kind of the name of their school, and we will put their logo on our coffee bag. They can come up with a fun kind of creative name for the coffee that is unique to their school or organization only, so people can only get that coffee through them. So we just did one with the Dakota Valley PTO, and they called their coffee positively perky because they are the panther, so the paws. So if somebody were to call and say, hey, can I get that positively perky blend, we would say, actually, no, you can't. You have to wait until Dakota Valley PTO fundraises next year. So just kind of a unique thing to them. But we create the order forms for them with the flavors that they want to sell. We've got about 15 different single origin blends and flavored of coffees that the groups can choose from. We create their forms for them, send them off with their order forms, their coffee descriptions. They make the sales to their friends, families, coworkers, teachers, you name it. And then they give the orders back to us. We fulfill them, deliver the orders to them, and and that's it. So it's a pretty simple process.
Yeah. So the process, you're taking the orders and then you're roasting the coffee fresh for those orders once they've kind of met the cutoff date.
Yeah, correct. So we roast in small batches of 20 pounds or less. We like to keep our coffee as fresh as possible. So we don't roast a bunch of coffee ahead of time and just keep it on the shelves. We like you said, we get the orders from the organization or the schools and roast exactly what they will need for their customers that they sold to.
Sure. Well, that sounds awesome. I mean, and so you've worked with businesses and schools to do this. What are some of the other funny names you guys have come up with for, for your... Because there's nothing better in coffee than a good pun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we work with Baird and Mark Stuck, and he does like a Stuck on You blend.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
that one's
good.
Pretty interesting. We did one actually for the last fundraiser here at, well, not the fall fundraiser here at Kaywood, and I know that Steve had a really interesting song that he wrote when he was younger in college about McDonald's. And so we made him a coffee bag called Love at McDonald's. Still haven't heard the song come from him yet, but I've heard from a source it's really interesting. So just kind of anything that you can come up with, we can do it.
And you guys have a cinnamon coffee?
Yeah,
as well?
Cinnamon sticky bun. So that one's definitely our most
cinnamon buns.
Our most popular
coffee
popular
buns.
Popular flavor, yeah.
Coffee
anything
buns.
You can think of. Yeah. It's basically a cinnamon roll without the calories. So
right on. Well, so talk about the roasting process. You said you're sourcing coffee from 10 different countries, you said. Mm-hmm. So there's single origin, which is sourcing from Guatemala or from an African, like Ethiopia or Rwandan, mm-hmm. right? So there's the single origin. And then you guys are doing blends as well, right?
Yeah. Yep. So we get our coffee from about 9 to 10 different countries. So we'll do like a Kenya or a Colombia. We do like a Guatemala, Brazil. But then, we'll also create our own blend. So we have our Good Morning Blend coffee, which is super popular, just our breakfast blend. So we... blend a few different origins together for that. We have a Papa Matcha coffee right now, which is my personal favorite. It's Sumatra and Papua New Guinea coffees blended together, so we call it Papa Matcha. So that one's
I like it.
That one's pretty good. And then we've also got the flavors. So we do like the cinnamon sticky bun, vanilla buttercream, Highlander grog. We have a Jingle Joe, which we bring out around the holidays, Christmas time. So just lots of different options.
A lot of work going on over
there.
So what's next for the season now? So you're in the summertime. You said you're distributing coffee to local stores, right? So in this time, people can go out and buy. What stores do you have your coffee at?
So we do all the local Hy-Vees and Fairways. So the Hy-Vee in Sault Ste., we do the Sergeant Bluff Fairway, the Fairway over in Riverside. So myself and Amanda Bryan, who has worked at Jumpy Monkey for a very long time, she comes with me every Monday, and we pack the vehicle full of 12-ounce coffee bags, and we drive around to every single grocery store. I think there's eight or nine of them that we go to every Monday morning, and we stock the shelves with all the coffee. And then we've also provide coffee to a few different churches in the Sioux City area. So there's a couple churches in Morningside and one downtown. And so we'll go out and deliver 5-pound bags of coffee to them. And then coffee shops, as you know, not every coffee shop roasts their own coffee. And so we can provide coffee to coffee shops. We just pulled on a really awesome shop down in Topeka, Kansas. They're called Dialogue Coffee. They just opened within the past month, and it's really awesome because their mission is basically the exact same as ours. And so they hire individuals with special needs at their coffee shop. So they're their baristas, their chefs, bakers.
Wow.
So it's really awesome.
That's so cool that there's this kind of network and this synergy between businesses that are doing kind of the same thing, but all of them are kind of providing different services to kind of accomplish the same goal, which is to give opportunity to people that, that might not have that otherwise, right? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So for those just tuning in, I am sitting down with Gabby Evans. She's the sales and marketing manager with Jumpy Monkey Coffee. If you've never heard of Jumpy Monkey, they're Sioux City's longest coffee roaster, I would say, right? Longest standing?
Yeah, I believe so. We are.
Going on 17 or 18 years now, right?
17.
Talk about your roaster a little bit. So you said it's a 20-pound batch roaster. Gas-fired?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we source our green beans from our buyer in Minneapolis. So we get a large pallet of those really pretty burlap sacks that are filled with about 100 to 150 pounds of green coffee beans. No, I cannot lift the bag up. I've tried it before.
I was wondering if the job
very large.
The job description was like, must be able to lift 150 pounds.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if we'd put that many people in there. but we then bring our beans into our roaster. It's kind of like a dryer, like a tumble dryer. And so the coffee comes up to about 90 degrees and then it drops back down. So it just continues to turn and turn in this kind of cylinder.
Almost agitate, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we just don't want it to sit around the edges because it is so hot. It anywhere from 390 to 410 degrees is what they're being roasted at. Just depends on the profile of the beans. And then we drop it into a cooling tray, which is when, you know, the beans kind of lay out flat. We have a little mechanism that kind of churns them around until the beans are cool enough for us to package them into our bags.
Right.
So it's quite the process on any given day that we are roasting. If you're outside, you can kind of see the little chaff flying into the air, the chaff that comes off of the beans, and it always smells amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
And who's doing the majority of the roasting? It's you have a head roaster?
Yeah. So Lori Bride is our operations manager. She kind of keeps the ship afloat. She does the roasting, and then Scott Evans, my husband, weird word to say, also comes in. He'll come in on Mondays afternoons and he'll roast for a few hours as well.
Very cool. Yeah. So it's kind of a family affair for you now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Definitely is.
It's a family affair on a lot of different levels. Yeah. So the brides own, the family owns it, and then they're roasting and then assisting in the packaging and the delivery. So it's a family run business here in Sioux City.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. It's real awesome. And you know, get a drink coffee all day, every day. Can't complain about that. And
well, for those that have not tried Jumpy Monkey Coffee, available at Fairway, Hy-Vee, and some other locations as well. Also available to do fundraisers and specialty batches and things like that. How do they get in touch with you?
So our website is just jumpymonkey.com. We've got our Facebook and our Instagram pages, which are Jumpy Monkey Coffee. We've got our email and phone numbers on all of those sites. We're usually always around. You can get a hold of somebody. We're always eager to talk coffee with anybody who wants to talk coffee with us. So, you can give us a call. You can email us.
Maybe even tour the facility and take a look at the roasting operation.
Yeah, so we've had a few classes come in and get a tour. Just some individuals that love coffee, want to learn more about coffee, can give us a call. We can set up a tour. You can come in and see the operation, although we might put you to work if you want to come in and tour. We always like to show people what we do and share the coffee knowledge with everybody.
Well, awesome. Gabby, thanks so much for coming on the program today and talking Jumpy Monkey.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to wrap up the interview here and just say follow Jumpy Monkey on Facebook, on Instagram, all the great things that they're doing here in Siouxland and their location out there in Sergeant Bluff. If you're looking to get some things rolling, hit them up and get some coffee provided for your group, your school, your church, whatnot. Gabby, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. For Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbo. Tune in every Friday, just a little bit after the weather, for another installment. And until then, we'll see you.